name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today's gospel tells us that when our Lord Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they were weary and scattered, wandering astray with no shepherd, like lost sheep. And he felt their pain in his compassion. As a matter of fact, that word compassion actually means literally suffering with. And so he says in verses 37 and 38 of Matthew 9 in our gospel reading, "The harvest is truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." Today, the Orthodox Church commemorates the 12 apostles plus St. Paul. Yesterday, we celebrated the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, which brought to an end the apostles' fast. Each of the 12 apostles has his own feast day throughout the ecclesiastical year, but the church in her wisdom has deemed it necessary to acknowledge the 12 plus Paul together, emphasizing that these were not free agents, lone rangers, just doing their own thing. They were all part of Christ's army, doing his bidding and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom of God. This is a very ancient feast. We have record of it beginning at least in the 4th century. St. Constantine actually built a church in Constantinople in honor of the Synaxis of the 12 Apostles. The word apostle means one officially sent out on a mission. And indeed, these magnificent men of God, with great love for him, dedicated their lives sacrificially in seeking the lost human souls and bringing the many lost human souls and bringing them to the kingdom of God. The only one of the 12 plus St. Paul who was not martyred for Christ was St. John the Evangelist. They, along with many others that would follow them, lived their lives sacrificially as well as they died sacrificially. Let me read again an excerpt from our epistle reading this morning from 1 Corinthians 4. "For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. And we labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now." Was St. Paul just whining when he was writing this? He even says that that's not the case. In the very next verse, he says, "I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you." He warned them from what? Well, this is written to the church in Corinth. All kinds of debauchery had crept into the church in Corinth. So St. Paul is calling these people to repentance. He's calling them to turn away from their sins. You know, enduring suffering was a very essential part of the apostolic ministry. The apostles taught not just with their words, but they taught with their lives, how they dealt with the many challenges that they had to deal with every single day. They had a great cross to bear, and they bore it very well. Anybody can confess Christ when times are good. There's a song, I don't remember the name of it, I can't stand it, but I'll quote a little bit from it. There's one line in there where rhetorically this young man is asked, "Son, are you a Christian?" And his response is something to the effect of, "Yes, ma'am, I am a Christian tonight." Well, that's not how it works, my friends. We don't get to pick and choose when we're going to take a stand against evil. We don't get to pick and choose when we're going to put on Christ, only when it's convenient. Life can be very difficult, I don't have to tell you that. And as we've said many, many times, all of us, each of us, has a cross to bear. God has given us the cross we need, not the cross we desire, not the cross we choose, but the cross that we need. The cross that will lead to our salvation. And the paradigm is given to us today by the Synaxis of the 12 plus St. Paul. They bore up extremely well under the suffering all the way, with the one exception of St. John the Theologian or St. John the Evangelist. All of them were martyred. And his life was one of suffering. And he did die daily. And he even used that terminology in some of his writings. He died daily through the circumstances of his life. Their willingness to suffer and die for our Lord and his kingdom stood in stark contrast to the debauchery of those in the church in Corinth. St. Paul and all of the apostles, filled with the love of God, endured unimaginable sufferings to bring the lost sheep of Christ back to him. They taught the gospel by the way they lived. And we are called, dearly beloved, to do the same thing. When St. Paul wrote to Timothy, "Always be prepared to give a defense for the hope that is within you." Always be prepared to give a defense for the hope that is within you. Why would you need to give a defense for the hope that is within you? Because if you live like the apostles lived, people are going to see that. And they're going to know that you are different and that the life of God is in you. And if they have soft hearts, their hearts are going to get even softer. And they too have the opportunity to repent and to return to our Lord, the giver of life. These men and the many other equals to the apostles that would follow had a keen sense of mission to gather each and every human being into union and communion with our Lord Jesus Christ. They truly became, as our Lord coined the term, fishers of men. We could say the same thing about them as St. Paul wrote in Hebrews regarding the men and women of God in the Old Testament, of whom the world was not worthy. We have been given the privilege, my dear friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, we have been given the privilege of participating in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've been given the privilege of participating in the apostolic ministry. We are not apostles, but we do share the apostolic faith and ministry. And as St. Paul admonished the Christians in Corinth, we are called to imitate the faith, the virtues, and the good works of the apostles. So by the grace of God, let us today consider in our own lives what we need to do to rectify anything that might stand between us and God. Let us think afresh and prayerfully what God would have, how he would have us to deal with the circumstances of our life. That is the greatest teacher we have, really, is the circumstances of our life. Christ teaches us through the daily demands of life, and we know that they can be difficult. But he said, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.